Hello.
Greetings.
White caps.
What?
Hey, John.
Questions? Can you just talk about the overall performance?
The overall performance. John, I think we had a great start, right? On the front foot, but then you score 6 minutes in. That's where you keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward, try to get that next goal. Then all of a sudden we take our foot off the pedal and we let them get into a groove. Within 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and they're enough to score two goals. I mean, great finish by Sacramento, but the first goal, you know, it goes to the big man, heads it back across the goal. They get their goal there, and then you come in at halftime, you're 2-1 down, and you're chasing the game. Chasing the game now, so you start pushing forward. We ask Morey to get even higher now. We ask Katas to come in off the line just to find a little bit of pockets, because they were defending quite deep and they were organized, so we had to break them down. And then they catch you on the break. You know, we're a little bit open. Then we come back again, and you know, it was tight, but then that fourth goal kind of killed us. And that was the end of the game there. You know, we ran out of time. I think for us, though, it's about being consistent. You know, I think all the teams are like that in this league. You know, everybody's trying to, apart from Forge and Cavalry, you know, we're all new teams, and it's finding that consistency. You know, we go to Pacific, have a great game, win that one. You come back home, and you think, okay, we'll be all right here. You know, get ourselves into a little rhythm, and then all of a sudden, now you lose this game. Now we got to go to the next game and try to get something out of that. But you know, I think we're all the teams are like that now. You know, that's why the table's so tight. It's just you win one, you lose one, you win lose two, you win two, and it's just being consistent.
Using the same sort of starting line as a Pacific FC, was that because you were looking for that consistency?
Yeah, you know what, I think for me it was you're trying to reward the players. You know, they put a good shift in Pacific. You know, they worked hard, came away 2-0, clean sheet. So you tell the players, hey, listen, great performance, you're rewarded by starting this next one. Now go out and do the exact same thing that you did. But then, you know, we go from a clean sheet to conceding four.
So I guess, you know, at this point of the season, what are your goals, what are the team's goals going into the final couple of matches?
Well, look, I think for us, I mean, look, at the beginning of the season, you want to get into that final, don't you? But it's all new for everybody. You know, we're still figuring out the players. You know, who can make that jump, who can play in this league, who can't, who needs a little bit more work. And that's our job, especially this first year. It's not like you inherit a squad where, you know, you've got, you know, 10, 12 guys that have been in the club for the last 2, 3 years. And, you know, you can add one or two pieces. This is we've got a group here that we've put together, and now it's about building this squad over the next 2, 3, 4 years to get a good nucleus of guys that are going to be here for a long time. So, you know, and it's about guys playing for the jobs now. You know, who's ready to make that jump? Who will be a part of the team next year? What players do we need to bring in to make the squad even stronger? And it's a building process. And that's where we are for the last six games, is continue to build this team.
What's been the most difficult and sort of eye-opening thing about your first NPL season?
It's consistency. You know, it's who's there to do it week in and week out. You know, who can handle the grind of being a professional. But I think overall, you know, the standard of play within the league's very good. It's very good. And like I said before, with all the teams, you know, it's up and down, and it's finding that consistency. So I think that's the biggest eye-opener. It's being consistent week in and week out, you know, with training, with games, with everything.
Ryan, how did you feel there after the short term? Could you have gone the full 90, or did you do this coming out of halftime
kind of the proper way to go? Not as a... There was reasons undisclosed that
another reason why I was on the bench. You know, talked to Jimmy beforehand. There's a reason why I was there, and there's a reason why I was put on in the second half. You know, if something was to happen or whatnot, there's a reason why I was there in the first place. In me personally, I was ready to play 90 minutes, but it's what at that point the team needs, and at that point is me looking after myself. So
I think with Ryan, guys, I mean, he was not our time, to be honest. I mean, he picked up an injury, so we had to make sure that he was right. You know, we're monitoring him over the last few days, and we wanted to make sure that he, you know, could he play the 90 minute? We weren't sure. So it was really us and the medical staff that were looking after Ryan to make sure that, you know, we didn't put him in a situation where, you know, he couldn't last that 90 minutes, but maybe he could give us that 45 or 30 minutes in the game. So, I mean, we kept on, you know, talking to Ryan, see how he was. I wanted to make sure that he was okay. So I told him, you know, I'm going to get you on at some point in this game, but I've got to make sure that you're right. So that was the reason.
So it was about manager.
It was about manager and his injury that he's picked up.
Ryan, I guess if you want, you know, obviously congratulations on the call up with Trinidad and Tobago. You're the man who scored the first goal ever in CBL history. Now you're also the first CBL player to score an international goal, so you're right, you're going to be making history. So congrats for that. What was that experience like for you going there? What kind of differences have you found? You know, playing gate or training day to day with Jimmy and the boys, to, you know, going down for a short camp with Dennis Lawrence and immediately going into a game decision.
Well, it was the training sessions with Jimmy and the guys that got me there in the first place, that got me called up. So, you know, there was a time here at CPL playing for York 9 that earned my call up, and it was my my ability, my consistency in what I've been doing over the past bunch of games is what brought me to that point. Playing internationally is something, is an indescribable experience. You get on that field with other guys from other nations, you know, they're fighting for something, and that's the whole idea. Everyone on that pitch is fighting for something, and it's something extra that they're gonna give. Everybody's pushing themselves 120% the entire time. Lapses of concentration is what gets you punished in those areas. And but the experience worldwide is something that I've learned a lot from my short time there. Something that I remember for the majority of my life, and something that would hopefully carry on and help me to better myself, not only for York 9 but for the international level as well.
Were you picked out Rodrigo with two minutes? Is he easy to play with? I mean, do you find that you sort of anticipate where he's going? How do you sort of develop to get through?
The gaffer just tells me to get into a good area, so I think he's a good poacher, a good finisher. He gets into good areas, and for me, when I put the ball into the box, when I see that he's going to be on the end of it, it's a very good feeling for me, because I know he's going to either hit the net or score. But, you know, I'm happy with the performance for me, but, you know, I trade the two assists for a win and just to be at the table.
Any more questions?
I guess, Maury, quickly, you know, like John mentioned earlier, two assists in this game. You've been, you know, definitely one of the bright spots for York 9 this season. Outside of consistency, which is, you know, the obvious trait, what else would you say about your game, about who you are, that's allowed you to be, for lack of a better word, consistent and a positive factor in this season for York 9?
Just the ambition for wanting to be a professional. I've always wanted to be a pro. I played League One, Aurora, so been there with Jimmy, and I haven't been through a lot of good times with where I've been, but, you know, I've had a lot of rejections, and just having the heart and the ambition to be a pro. When I am a pro, it makes me want that, just that little much extra. You know, I always want to fight for my teammates. I always want to give 100%. I always want to be on the pitch, you know, every second of every game. So I just, you know, I feed off of that myself. I've had a lot of, you know, ups and downs, but for me, just being in the professional atmosphere is a dream come true for me, and I want to keep working hard and get to the next level.
last question.
Ryan, just to briefly return to CONCACAF, what are your what is your feeling in terms of playing in CONCACAF and playing in CPL? Does anything in particular stand out as being a difference between those three experiences?
As I said before, you know, even at any other club level and any other international level, playing for a club, you know, is a long term goal aiming for. At the end of the season, you want to be wherever, and obviously on top of the table. You want to be putting yourself in a good position for whatever competitions come towards you. You know, in difference on the international level, there's no long term goal. Everything is short term. You have a few games that you're going there for, and those games, every single game is a must-win game for every single country out there. And sometimes it's about managing yourself and managing the whole team. Difference is CONCACAF and internationally, is a job to get done. That's what you're going there to do. And the whole idea of competitiveness is something that takes it to the next level on the international level, and that's one of the big differences between, you know, playing for a league and playing internationally.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Thanks.